This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Welcome into the Flight by Yuengling Locker Room Show, the season finale. Saints falling 19-7 to the Falcons in Atlanta. We're going to go check back in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Saints color analyst Deuce McAllister is going to give us an update on some of the injured black and gold players.
Yeah, a couple guys that left games did not return. Kevin Banks Jr. left with an ankle injury. Taysom Hill left with a shoulder injury. Both of those guys were not able to return, and you know, we'll see what coach says about them. Hard to lose any guys, and you know, particularly guys that have given everything that they had to you out there on the field. And so those are two guys that you did lose during the game.
Yeah, Deuce, I think one of the biggest things that stood out from the Saints today, and probably this end of the season when things look really bleak for them, is no matter what was going on, you never saw that quit mentality or that kind of lackadaisical play from guys in the field that were signaling guys who were checked out and not thinking about, obviously, playing winning football, trying hard. And overall, we know this team was fighting to the end, not kind of mailing things in, looking ahead to the NFL draft as a franchise. Just your impressions overall from the fight in the last couple of games from this team.
Yeah, they didn't quit. I mean, that was one thing. You had opportunity to quit way before today. And so for this group to continue to fight and to go out and play hard, I think that tells you about the guys that you have in that locker room and, you know, what they're trying to build. And now the question becomes, can you continue to build? You know, can you draft some good players? Can you sign some free agency? You know, you don't have to go crazy in free agency as you can kind of continue to build this thing up. But, you know, there are some spots that you need to get a little bit better at. And so that's the goal. Can you not only do it doing free agency, but can you, you know, do pretty good in a draft? Looks like we'll be picking top 10 towards the latter part of 10 as things sits today. And so it becomes, what can I get to be able to help this team over the next couple of months, not only via free agency, but via the draft? And so, to my recollection, this group was able to play outside of your third rounder. You were able to play every draft pick that, you know, was available. And I think that tells you a little bit of how much they like those guys, and even some undrafted guys, you know, to be able to step in and or street free agent guys to be able to step in and get the opportunity to play. And so, no quit. Didn't see a lot of quit. You know, you just have to be able to execute a little bit better. That's the thing that probably frustrates you the most.
Deuce, do you have any solutions for a possible faster start for this team in next season? We saw it rear its ugly head again, where the offense just struggles to get going in the first quarter. At least we got some offense coming alive in the second quarter this time. It didn't take till after the break, but just early game situations for this team, it's just mind-boggling how things haven't worked out for them at the start of games, but they seem to be able to piece together at the end.
Yeah, I do, but I'm not going to share it online, so I'll just leave it at that. And it's, don't get me. They've got to do a better job of detailing their work. I'll put it that way.
Gotcha. Looking at the Saints defense, especially to me, that front seven and the job they were able to do against the Falcons run game. We know Tyler Allgeier, Bijan Robinson, really tough dynamic duo that they have there, especially Bijan has just been unbelievable this season and the dual threat that he is. And now in both meetings, the Saints were really able to keep him in check. That's pretty impressive.
Well, it's definitely impressive, and they've always played him hard. They've played him kind of different, and it takes all 11 until, you know, you look at the first play that they had against him. I think it was Kool-Aid that ended up making really the tackle. But, I mean, that how he got up, it was not going to be easy. And so to hold him to the amount of yards that you did in Atlanta and say, oh, we still won and all that, well, it wasn't because Bijan went off. And let me tell you something. They hit the quarterback. They hit Kirk Cousins. And so, you know, if you can have defensive ends with multiple sacks as the Saints did, you'll take it. You know, now it's just, hey, how can we improve in a few areas? You know, I thought that you played too soft off coverage and, you know, a couple of situations, and, you know, that may have been choice, or, you know, just the defenders, how he wanted to play it. But, you know, I wanted him to get up, maybe challenge a little bit more in certain situations. But, you know, they can clean up a few things defensively, you know, and see if you can come up with another, you know, a potential. I felt like that was a fumble on Kirk Cousins that Chase Young called, but they called it a pass. And so, you know, that can go back and forth a couple of different ways. But, you know, they got after him. They got after Bijan. They got after that offense in Atlanta.
And, Deuce, finally, your thoughts on just Shuck Mania. And I think a lot of folks are positive that the Saints have their guy in the rookie that they drafted in the second round. We saw a lot of good things from him to build on going into next season. But just what are some elements to his game that you're hoping that Shuck can refine going into his sophomore year?
Shuck Mania? Is that what we're going with?
I don't know. There's all kinds of things. There's so many puns you can come off of his name. I just went with Shuck Mania. The shucking.
Hey, take it all in. I think the biggest thing that you can do as far as from year one to year two, how can I improve? Where can I improve the most? You know, is it at the line of scrimmage? Is it being able to, you know, maybe stay in the pocket a little bit more, not buy time a certain way? I can step up into the pocket, keeping my eyes down the field. It was obvious today, you know, maybe two or three times that, hey, I kept my eyes down the field and I was able to find a receiver that the defender just dropped. And so doing things like that, being on the same page with my receivers, there were two or three times, maybe four times this year where he and a receiver, he may have thrown long, the receiver ran short, or, you know, he threw back shoulder, receiver kept going. You know, just being on the same page with my receivers in those situations, understanding, you know, always down in distance where I know certain situations I can't take a sack. You know, maybe me being able to check to a certain play just because I know that I like this play against this look. Those are all things that the quarterback can control. You know, there's a half a year of tape out on you now. So now teams kind of see and know a little bit what you like. How can I improve my game myself, and how can I expand my game for myself and, you know, be able to come back and follow it up with a great year, too.
Great stuff from you guys this year, Deuce. Another one in the books for the Black and Golden. So what season is this for you now, being the Saints color analyst?
Long.
I don't long? Know.
Just long. Yeah, just long. Long season, my friend.
Well, look forward to
it. I enjoy it, though. Hey, I enjoy it, though, man. Thank you for everybody being able to listen to us and, you know, turning down the sound and just turning us up and, you know, giving us an opportunity to bring the game to you guys as we kind of see it week to week, wherever we are, and we look forward to next season as well.
Always appreciate learning about football while listening to you, Deuce. Appreciate the time, man, and safe flight back home. I know you'll be back here in a couple hours.
No problem. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.